101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Brady here, hanging out, Radio Row, Super Bowl 51. You know, here's one thing I didn't think I was going to talk about today. I did not think I was going to be talking about marijuana, but that is what we're talking about when it comes to it. We're talking with Ryan Stewart, former NFL player, and Daniel Macrice, who's the CEO of Halcyon Organics. And bottom line is, you guys are out to try to prove the benefits of using medical marijuana for NFL players. This is a big debate right now, and you guys got a lot to say on it.
I don't think we're out to prove it. I think we're out to heighten people's knowledge and awareness of it.
Yeah, it's already been proven. It's just educating and getting it into people's hands.
So what do you think, I guess let's start here, what do you think the NFL's hesitance is about, you know, medical marijuana?
I don't think they're hesitant about it at all, because players already know when they'll be tested for drugs of abuse the one time a year that they get tested now. No, Brady, they don't know the exact date, but they know the exact time period of which they will be tested for the drugs of abuse. So the owners are, in my eyes, saying, you guys know when you have to be clean. Once you pass that drug test, you have the remainder of the year to medicate yourselves as needed to carry on the profession that you've chosen.
So I will say this, because we had this debate maybe a week ago on our show, and I said that, look, I would rather players use medical marijuana than load up on painkillers, than load up on other drugs or whatever there is out there. That's what you guys are seeing.
Listen, before Dan breaks down the science behind all of it and the importance of what CBD can do for you, I popped an egregious amount of pills while I played ball for 5 years in the National Football League. When I got done, I still found myself popping those same pills to still relieve the pain of a game that I played years prior. Started urinating blood, talked to doctors, insides are getting torn up from all the medicine and the pills and the Naprosyns and the Motrins and the Percocets and the all the stuff. These guys called me shortly after that. I stopped using all pills and I only use Halcyon Organics products. And, of course, I'm not urinating blood anymore. My pain is not gone, but it has subsided substantially. And I have a better quality of life because of the help and assistance that CBD oil provides.
So I'm going to ask this to you, Daniel, because you're the science behind it. Now, look, I've never used marijuana, so I don't know what the effects are on me individually or even just people. I don't know what it is because every individual is different. How would you regulate it? If it does get legalized in the NFL, how would you regulate it? Because there's still, you can't drive a car while using marijuana. How could you play the game while using it?
Well, you know, if you look at it like a lot of other drugs that are legal, you don't drink and drive a car or go to work. And I hate to compare it to alcohol because it's a medical thing, it's different. But what we're doing more now is we want the NFL to pay more attention to the cannabidiol, the CBD that y'all hear about with the kids having seizures and stopping it. The CBD doesn't get you high. It has no psychoactive effects. It's just a really good anti-inflammatory agent, which at the end of the day, all of Ryan and all the other players' problems comes from some kind of inflammation, whether it's in their brains or whether it's in their muscles. And the CBD fixes that without all the other, side effects and damaging effects of the other NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti.
And Brie, I don't think they will ever say our players are going to use some type of drug and some type of hallucinogenic and play our game. I see them saying our players are going to use CBD oil and maybe other THC oils to help them heal from playing their game.
As a recovery agent.
It's a recovery agent. It's a form of rehab. It's things that you're doing instead of popping
therapy.
It's therapy. And so I don't ever think guys are going to be going out there to perform high. I think guys will be using cannabis oil, CBD oil to get better after they've played such a rigorous sport.
So this isn't a drug that affects your mind or your psyche. This truly is, you know, ibuprofen, but safer in your mind.
Natural.
Absolutely.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ryan Stewart and Daniel Macrice of Halcyon Organics here on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Do you think we're close to the NFL looking at this? I mean, look, medical marijuana has been legalized in a number of states, including Massachusetts, so it's getting closer in the country. Do you think we're close to the NFL looking at this again?
The more science that's done and it's proven that this stuff helps their players, it's going to be right around the corner. There's no doubt in my mind.
When's the next CBA? Yeah, I think it's going to come up in the next collective bargaining agreement.
So, how much I don't know, are the current players pushing for this a lot? Is it the former players who say, I wish I had that ability? Where's this coming from?
You're probably hearing more dialogue from former players now because current players are still restricted to their thoughts and opinions when it comes to, you know, illicit drugs and other things, of drugs of abuse. So, no, current players probably are not going to be trying to champion this cause, but I'm sure that they're on board for it to be championed. And some guys like me and other people that are working with have seen organics to get the awareness out and the word out. We're the one that's trying to champion the cause right now.
So in the states where, because people always say, well, you know, the Broncos, the Seahawks, the Patriots, it's legal in those states, but they're not able to use it because it's illegal by the NFL. Right. Would there ever be a situation where the teams that play in those states could be able to use this, or the NFL has to ratify a collective in the bargaining agreement?
The NFL can do whatever it wants. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still Schedule One drug at the federal level, so they can, they're still, all the court precedences are still protecting the employer's right, even if you're in a legal state, to hold it against you if you do get caught with THC in your system.
But Brady, don't get it twisted. We're here and we're talking about championing the cause of CBD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
When it comes to assisting former and current players with the ailments and injuries that they take on from playing such a rigorous sport as football, we're championing the cause of CBD to help when it comes to inflammation and anxiety in current and former players. And
that's the other thing I was going to add. Go ahead.
I was saying, not to discount the medicinal properties of THC.
Certainly.
Has it. But because of the stigma associated with people getting high and drug abuse, we're leaving that fight alone and just let people get the CBD. Let them see that this is not an evil plant. It's not going to make you go do heroin. Like, you know, just ease people into it.
So how much better do you feel physically and mentally, emotionally, all that kind of stuff?
I feel much better. I've gone from, you know, waking up every hour or two at night to go to the bathroom and to just sit up, from seeing stars to, you know, getting up only once or twice throughout the course of a night. I hadn't had a migraine in about 3 years. I still deal with headaches. Sometimes they get severe, but, you know, I had migraines that would shut me down for long periods of time.
Oh, no,
I hadn't dealt with that since I started using CBD. The inflammation around my knees and my shoulders from the nerve damage in my neck and shoulders and loose bodies and particles on my knees, you know, it's less swollen. I'm not getting it drained 2 or 3 times a year anymore like I used to. My quality of life has been increased greatly because of the products that I'm taking from Halcyon Organics.
And these guys are great. I mean, the NFL, like, they give us so much entertainment, and they're sacrificing themselves. And to see somebody who Ryan, like, you know, he's like a physical god among men. To see them breaking down because of them doing it for us to a point, you know, I love to be able to give back and see us helping them.
And for ourselves, Brady, don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah, we do good.
Yeah, yeah, don't get it twisted.
I think I had it, I guess I was a little confused when we first started, because I was thinking when we first started talking it was more medical marijuana, but this is essentially kind of like if we were using Icy Hot, if we were using...
It's legal in 50 states.
This is one of the many components of the cannabis plant. You know, you have THC and CBD and CBN, like... There's a lot of them, and we're just focusing on this one molecule right now.
Which is why I keep saying heightened awareness, because when people hear the word cannabis, they automatically go to marijuana and getting high. We're talking about CBD, which is extracted out of the cannabis plant to assist people when it comes to some ailments.
Inhalers and capsules. It's not like a bag of chronic with a blunt wrap.
Right.
It's not like that.
No.
Yeah.
So, but that is what you're talking about is still illegal in the NFL as of right now?
Yes, it is illegal. Yeah. Yeah. Players shouldn't. And they get tested for drugs of abuse, and marijuana is still on that list when it comes to their drug tests.
Ryan Stewart and Daniel Macris of Halcyon Organics enlightening us all here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Well, look, guys, I appreciate you guys stopping by Radio Row. Ryan, I'm happy, you know, and relief for you that you feel better than you did, you know, 15 years ago or so. And, look, this is a debate that's going to continue on. We know that. And you guys are out here to put the, you know, to try to break the stereotype and break the stigma. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Go Falcons.
Right in Patriot country. They'll love that.
Oh, my bad.